mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, my friends, now into hour number three, the first day of February 05. I'm Alex Jones, your host, as we wage war on corruption, as we crash the lies and disinformation. Again, thank you for joining us. The websites are Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv, PrisonPlanet.com, and don't forget the new updated site with a great webmaster, Infowars.net. A lot of different news on all those sites. All right. U.S. students say press freedoms go too far. They want to restrict the press and have the government control the media in a new major study, USA Today. So that's what the brainwashing's doing. You're welcome to talk about that if you'd like. Also, I didn't spend enough time on this yesterday. Over in the super liberal progressive society of Germany, it doesn't matter if you're an out-of-work 25-year-old female computer programmer, you can go be a prostitute, or we're going to take your unemployment away. You've got to take a job as a whore, a dangerous job, an immoral job, whatever. The point is that the woman doesn't want to do it. They're trying to force her to do it, and now they're teaching our school children in America, mainstream news, to be prostitutes, that as a job. It's not a joke, folks. We need to talk about that. Also, parents and children being arrested if their children don't finish their homework, making everything a crime. Yet more national ID card legislation being passed. If they already passed it, why do they need more? This is even expanding it. It's all coming up. But right now, let's take calls. Dean in Canada. Dean, go ahead. You're on the air.
Thank you, Alex. Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you for honoring my French heritage with the way you pronounced information. I got a little tidbit of information for you folks. Today they introduced, they either introduced it or will introduce it today, later today, the amendment on the docket to alter the long ancient traditional definition of marriage. And by all accounts, according to the media, it looks like it's going to pass. But and it is utterly unconstitutional because of the fact that I thank the good Lord for all the information he's blessed me with, because I've researched and found that our laws are based exactly on the same kind of stuff yours are.
The same laws, and the same laws replacing our liberties are the same tyranny laws they're passing all over the Western world.
Yeah, but the thing is, the common law that we share is exactly the same, and it is rather well embodied in your Constitution.
Yeah, but it comes out of the Magna Carta, and you're right.
But it also goes back to Christianity.
And, yeah, it goes back to Mount Sinai.
Yes, and nevertheless, they didn't count on a resourceful fellow like me, thank you, good Lord above, to be able to put it all together, many of the things that I've found, and send it to the powerhouse that we have here called the Senate. And as I understand, I will either be called today or tomorrow regarding it. And as I understand, one of the good senators, the only good senator that I know of in our officialdom here, took it home, all my information, to read it over the weekend, which is a good thing because it's not often they do something like that. And
so what, you're trying to educate them of how the common law is being violated?
Exactly. And not only that, I took liberty last week as well to send the same information with a few extras to the official opposition stating exactly the same thing. And all of these, this new amendment to marriage is based upon the Charter, what we call the Charter, the Charter of Rights and Liberties, Canadian Charter of Rights and Liberties from 1982. And I spelled out how that is basically one piece of unlawful junk which should have never even passed muster. And
marriage is something between a man and a woman, just like a woman has babies. You know, this is something other people just can't do.
Yes.
Okay. I mean, people live together. They can. You know, certainly it's a free country, but they can't have our marriage, and they shouldn't be allowed to be in the schools recruiting because they can't reproduce.
No, that's the only way they can increase the numbers is through drafting others, especially the young and impressionable, and. I can hold
we
my
need to guard the innocence of our children. That is of paramount importance. Anything else?
Yeah, there's one last thing, but it won't take long till after the break.
You want to hold over?
Yeah, if that's okay.
Sure. Very briefly on the other side, we'll come back with your calls. Stay with us, folks. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the street indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient night light and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Whether it's fair or not, people judge you by the words you use. In business and socially, your vocabulary and language skills tell everyone about your background, education, even your intelligence. That's why you need Verbal Advantage. While you listen, Verbal Advantage will give you the confidence that comes with a strong command of the English language. No more fumbling for the right word. No more embarrassment at how to express yourself. No more fear of using the wrong word. And it's so easy. To learn, you simply listen. When you want, where you want. See why over 100,000 people have already gotten the verbal advantage they need for success.
To learn more about verbal advantage, call now. 1-800-419-WORD. That's 419-WORD. 1-800-419-WORD.
Mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Think about how conditioned we become. That in California schools, when they have career day, they pay to have experts come in and teach the young girls and boys they could be psychics or topless bar dancers. And now in Germany, if you're a computer programmer and go on unemployment, you have to accept a job as a prostitute at a brothel or you lose your unemployment. I mean, see, we're so conditioned by the craziness now that I talked about that in the first hour. Nobody even called in about that subject. Called in about other issues. But we're so conditioned here, they've already passed one national ID card piece of legislation. On the heels of that, they've got another one to expand it even more. And I'm not even that worried. I'm just like, oh, well, just more tyranny, more insanity. Oh, they found more cancer viruses in a new type of vaccine. Oh, well, let's just take our vaccines. Oh, well, you know, it's just so much fun. I want to rifle through your calls as quickly as possible. And then I want to get to some of this news here early in this hour. But, Dean in Canada, you had one more point you wanted to add. Go ahead.
Well, in addition to within the 30 seconds that I can ask of that much, in our own laws, our Bill of Rights of 1960 states, quote, the Canadian nation is founded upon principles that acknowledge the supremacy of God. This is the Christian God, capital G on the God. And that, with all the rest of the stuff I've given to the Senate and to the official opposition, once the undecideds in Parliament get hold of it, all 50 of them, hopefully it'll swing the vote to deny the agenda their goal at assaulting the rights and liberties that we've long held, long since before Canada was a nation. That's pretty much everything. I hope I was in time.
Oh, yeah. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it. And I would just add this to it. 2 weeks ago, the Supreme Court ruled, or to be technical, 9 days ago, the Supreme Court ruled that there is no Fourth Amendment, that they don't even need probable cause to set up checkpoints and have drug dogs look for drugs. It's not even the claim of, oh, it's to stop terrorists. It's to look for drugs. Well, I mean, the Supreme Court can say, as I've said 100 times, that black people aren't human beings, as they've said before. It doesn't make it binding. It doesn't make it legitimate. It doesn't mean we have to follow it. The problem is the government's hired its own enforcers that don't know the Bill of Rights or Constitution, that don't know they're violating the big official law through these little petty regulations. It's like if the Supreme Court says that, as they said in the past, that Indians aren't human beings, Native Americans, we can take their land and kill them. Does government really have a right to arbitrarily just kill people and enslave and torture and then say it's not torture? Is government God? If you were teleported back to the Aztec kingdom at Chichen Itza 2,000 years ago or 1,400 years ago, and they seized you up and took you to the altar to cut your heart out, would you have a right to run? Would you have a right to struggle? Or if they yelled out at you, you know, we are the government, we are God, you know, our priest and our king are God, you will do it, would you suddenly stop and go, okay, you're the government, and because you're the government, I don't have any basic human rights. I don't have any basic God-given rights. That's what they say. I mean, they can say there's no Fourth Amendment. Well, our founding fathers and the Declaration of Independence and common sense and the organic law shows that we do have a right against unreasonable search and seizure, that we do have a First Amendment to speak freely, that we do have a Second Amendment to defend ourselves, that our states are units, and that they have supremacy over the federal government. But they'll say, well, that got decided in the Civil War, didn't it? Yeah, at the barrel of a gun. Well, that was about slavery. Oh, really? All the historians admit who've got worth their salt, it wasn't. I mean, Lincoln said it wasn't about slavery. The point is that we're living in a corrupt empire. And they're dismantling what America is in front of us. America isn't America anymore if these freedoms aren't codified. So how do we deal with this tyranny when the cops pull you over and go, I don't need a warrant anymore. I'm going to search all your cars. You go, but this is America. And they go, Supreme Court said so. Well, you sue them and you challenge them and you boycott and you demonstrate and you, and officers need to go public. And so what if you lose your job? This is America and our country and your children's future. The problem with tyranny is, folks, it doesn't just stay at one point. If you let tyranny sit in place, it grows. It gets bigger. It has a gravitational political pull, a political gravitational force, and it's a slide downwards. Let's go ahead and talk to Jeremy in Oklahoma. Jeremy, go ahead.
Oh, Alex, it's getting worse. What do we do?
Well, we keep moving forward. We keep waking people up. We keep getting involved.
You know, I see things, people getting woken up, and then it kind of reverts back to they want to go back to sleep and not face it, so they're kind of on the fence.
Well, you know, I don't let how other people feel around me affect me or how they operate. I'm in control of myself, at least to a large extent. I try to be. And, you know, it's like in a football game. I mean, we're 50-50 right now. It's sudden death overtime. And I don't focus on drooling masses that are idiot slaves. I focus on the fact that if we weren't here doing what we're doing right now, things would already be a lot worse.
What do you think about the political talk show hosts who claim that America is not divided? How can they say that? I mean, anybody with open eyes would see that it is.
Well, I mean, again, these neocons are for big government, for destroying our freedoms, and they're just there to pacify conservatives long enough to get the New World Order in. And then conservatives are going to find out it was all meant for you, it was all meant for Christians, and they're buying off our religious leaders, they're paying off. I mean, it's called tyranny.
Yep. Got to stop it.
Anything on your mind?
That's it. Just, you know, I do as best as I can in my local neighborhood. That's...
Well, don't let them grind you down. Thanks for the call. Look, I mean, we're here. We're alive while we're on this planet. while, you know, in the scope of our lifetimes, in the span. And it's only good to fight these people. I mean, regardless, duty is mine, consequences belong to God. I mean, I'm not going to lick the boots of these scumbags. It's that simple. And look, they're failing in many things they do. They're failing. They're not winning, folks. They may be putting in the grid, but people are not complying, and it's falling apart. All right, let's go ahead and talk to David in California. David, go ahead.
Hey, Alex, thanks for having me on. I wanted to talk a little bit about the Constitution so that you've brought this up. I've actually brought this up on your show on a few occasions before. But I think it's very important for the American people to know that they aren't under constitutional law at present. We know that the Banking Act, the Trading with the Enemies Act, and Roosevelt's Declaration of March 9, 1933.
And they're now citing that act with much of what they're doing. It's admiralty courts.
Correct.
And the general public knows these as administrative law courts.
Correct. Commercial courts is what they really amount to, is that people, and this has to do with people's straw man, and their all capitalized letter name.
But here's the problem. There is the corporate fiction. There is the contract fraud being engaged in. The most simple example, when you go in to get a bank account, they go sign this form, and the form just waive your rights to the IRS and grab your bank account without a trial. You wonder how they do that. You signed a contract. But here's the problem. Now these courts have gotten so established that they don't even care if you try to recuse yourself from the false proceedings. They have the power of the gun, and they say it is law through Roman civil law.
That's very correct. However, with any law, there has to be a recourse and a remedy, a way out of the law. And in the Uniform Commercial Code, we know the way out of the law.
It is true that the corporations that run our government, that are not free market, that are criminal syndicates, have put back doors in for themselves. But they are only authorized to use those so they can operate outside the system while using all of its restraints on us.
Well, that's true to a certain extent, but again, keep in mind, because you are a corporate fiction, you do have the right to use the commercial law that was established by the bankers and by, for example, this is how many in the Patriot Movement are able to recuse themselves of paying any federal income tax or state taxes. Or property.
And for many it works, but still, when they wish, they will selectively enforce, regardless of what the code actually shows, and imprison you.
That may be true to a certain extent, but keep in mind, once you've taken yourself out of the system, and avail yourself to the common law, anybody that acts outside of the common law towards harming you can now be sued.
Okay, and then you go to the court, and they kangaroo it.
Well, not specifically, because a lot of times the way this works is that you don't...
You know, I've heard everybody talk about this, and I watch people do it a few times, and most of them end up going to jail.
Well, that may be...
I know, they're not doing it right. They don't know the exact alchemy to make the tyrants listen, and
that's
the
correct
exact skeleton key that just magically makes the doors all swing back open.
Well, to a certain extent, that's true. In other words, the way a lot
of... Really? How many court cases you won against them? I mean, stuff above traffic court.
Actually, none. I've never been charged. Maybe
yeah, well, I've interviewed hundreds. I mean, years ago, I focused on this almost exclusively for a year or so, really studying, and I did hundreds of guests. Believe me, sir, it's better to know the things you know. It's better to... law is just a constantly growing fiction, and there's 100 different facets and different avenues and ways to do it. I mean, really, the best way to do it is hire the lawyer that plays golf with the judge. That's the most powerful trick there is.
Well,
and you're right, the tricks you've got are good and all. And I say we fall back on the Constitution, and the biggest thing is juries, getting back to real juries, and then having an informed public that judges the facts as well as the case.
Well, keep in mind that juries nowadays are, if you will...
Rubber stamps
for the commercial court.
I understand. Listen, interesting points. Good to hear from you, sir. Maybe I should do some broadcast on the subject again. I'm actually somewhat learned on the subject, if I can say so myself. But we'll go ahead and go to break, and we will come back and talk to Tim and Ryan, and then I'm plunging, that is, into the fray with the Global Outlook on L News. PrisonPlanet.tv, that's PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hey, I'll tell you, I have lost over 40 pounds with Vim and Vigor's Collagenate, and my energy level is just incredible. With me is Carla Jarrett from Vim and Vigor. Hey, last weekend, I helped my neighbor move. It took maybe 3 hours to move in boxes. Then I mowed the lawn, which I never would have done before I lost that 40 pounds. And then after that, I went ahead and did my 20 minutes of cardio.
Wow.
My wife actually mentioned that she was kind of amazed that I did all of that and just kind of kept going.
Well, that's great, and just as a reminder, there's no stimulants in collagenate.
Right.
So it's not that you're taking stimulants, it's more that you, because you've lost weight, you have more energy and you're feeling better.
Absolutely. I'm sleeping better. I feel better during the day. I don't get as tired in the afternoons, and I'm able to do a lot more. Collagenate is safe, it's natural, it's healthy, and it's helped me to lose over 40 pounds now. Call and order Vim and Vigor's Collagenate, 1-800-622-THIN. 800-622-8446. You'll get $25 off your first three-month order. Order Vim and Vigor's Collagenate, 1-800-622-8446.
To the farthest corners of the earth, explorers are willing to put all their wealth and skill into mapping every corner of the world, and they did. But you can still hold the world in the palm of your hand. Achieve financial independence. Unlike explorers of yesteryear, you'll have a map to follow instead of relying on a compass and a North Star. Get the Red Book of U.S. coins and you'll begin your journey to total financial freedom. Right now, Midas Resources is offering the 2005 edition of the Red Book along with a silver dollar for only $22.95. Call them today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. I can tell you there'll be storms ahead, but with real money as your base, liberty will be your fate. Leave the fiat currency behind and call Midas Resources to get your Red Book along with that silver dollar for only $22.95. Get the map. Start your journey to financial independence today. The time is now. Call 800-686-2237. Get your Red Book now, and you'll weather any storm that comes your way.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Has anyone told you how the Patriot Acts number 1 and 2 is the groundwork to eliminate all of our freedoms guaranteed to us by the Bill of Rights? Have you been told that they infringe upon the 1st, 2nd, 4th, 5th, and 14th Amendment? This is minimum infringement. There may be more. Is your guaranteed right to freedom of speech, assembly, religion, privacy, and to own a gun important to you? We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Our operators are standing by to take your order.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul tastes, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
I'm the Commodore of conspiracy, my friends. I'm not a conspiracy theorist. I simply study the world around me and what the facts are, not what the rhetoric is. That's what I attempt to do, and I've been educated by all the great folks out there listening over the years and my own studies, and we know what we're facing, a criminal crime syndicate absolutely out of control. Let us now talk to Tim in Ohio. Tim, go ahead. You're on the air.
Hi, Alex.
Welcome.
The last caller, you were talking about the banks and things like that. Here's something interesting that everyone could do. Did you ever take like a 8 to 10 power jeweler's loop and look at the signature line on your checkbook?
Well, a lot of them are full of different data numbers.
Yeah, there's numbers and there's words. It's not really aligned at all, and most of them are giving the bank authorization to go into your account. But, you know, they don't tell you about it. It would be interesting for everyone to just call up.
Well, go read the bank contract, you know, the four-page thing you sign when you're in a hurry while your, you know, kid's running around in the bank lobby.
Right.
You know, about to pull down the coffee maker. And we're all busy, and they just, it's a bullet. It's a bunch of con artist charlatans that 200, 300 years ago were riding around on wagons scamming people from town to town. Now they run our government.
Right. Friday night, with George, you were talking about MEPA, the Model States Emergency Health Powers Act.
Yes.
And, you know, you talked about if you refuse the vaccination, you'll be arrested, or if you resist, you'll be shot. There's another thing in there that people should be very aware of, and that has to do with land patents versus warranty deeds and the ownership of your property. The governor can come and take your house and say he needs it for a hospital under that legislation.
Well, under the executive orders, they can take everything. And, you know, the Supreme Court's always ruled that they can take your land if it can be shown, you know, if it's for right-of-way or something of great import. But they have to pay you just compensation at best use. That is for the full potential of what you could sell it for in the next decade. They don't even give people best use. They don't even give them fair market value. Now the Supreme Court has ruled, what, 3 years ago, no more just compensation. I mean, that's insane.
Right. Well, so
you know what, cops out there? You know, that your grandma dies, you get a little 40-acre, 50-acre spread, and you're real proud of it. This happens, I mean, every day I learn of this. But just talking to cops, you like running a checkpoint on us, violating the Fourth Amendment? Fine. The Supreme Court said you don't own that land. They don't have to pay you for it. How about when they take your land? Don't call me squealing like a pig caught in a, you know, caught in a bear trap. And I'm not calling you a pig because, you know, cops, pigs. No, I mean, you know, a pig-like creature that piggishly attacked the Bill of Rights, and then it happened to you. Go ahead.
And not a chimera. Well, you know who controls the courts, and most judges are Masons. The Tavistock Institute, how is that trickling down and affecting any of this? Because I know a lot of these people are connected with the Tavistock Institute.
Well, there are a score of marquee, top-of-the-line, grade-A psychological warfare centers that where they have behaviorists and psychiatrists and sociologists doing, you know, billion-dollar programs of testing human response and crafting already instinctive forms of propaganda used by propagandists and dictators throughout history, and then they've just scientifically crafted it, down to how the TV set flickers, to, you know, what color lipstick the info babe wears, down to just every crafted nuance of it, and that's what Tavistock and folks like that do.
They're cruel and they're unusual. But
being aware of it, being aware of the trap is half the battle. Being conscious of the propaganda basically doesn't make you immune to it, because you still become conditioned to accept it, even if you're conscious of it. But it frees you from much of it.
Well, I'm proud to call myself an info warrior, and I'm out there fighting the fight right with you.
Good to have you on board. Thanks for the call.
Bye.
Ryan in Ohio. Ryan, go ahead.
Yeah,
Ryan, good to hear from you today.
Yes, good to hear from you, too. Hey, I was going to get your opinion. I got pulled over for a traffic citation, and I had my knife, it's a hunting knife / fishing knife on the dashboard, so they arrested me for having a knife more than 2.5 inches in length. This constitutional?
Well, I mean, in Texas it's 4 inches, and no, it's not. I mean, I know World War II vets, you know, good old boys with a, you know, postcard from George Bush to them on the wall, who have been convicted of felonies and gone on 6 years of probation for driving back from the coast with a whole bucket of fish. You want to search the car, officer? Sure, go ahead. How you doing, officer?
So is there?
And they go ahead and find the knife. You're not going to take me in for that. That's my fishing tackle. They've got fishing. Just get up against the car. Shut up.
What would you do if you
got arrested? This is America. What you doing to me? Well, just stay there. I mean, this is America, buddy. I mean, look, your child doesn't finish their homework, they get arrested. I mean, it's all about getting this into the system. Can't get you on welfare, they'll get you in the psychiatric system. Can't do that, they'll get you in the criminal system.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, folks. This is Michael Trudeau. Jerry Guidetti from the ARC Institute just called to tell me their new 100% non-hybrid family seed packages are ready right now. You've heard me rave about the great gardens I've grown from the ARC Institute's heirloom seeds. Tomatoes with real old-time tomato taste. Big sweet onions, bright red and green lettuces, sweet corn, peppers, melons, cukes, beans, peas, pumpkins, popcorn, and so much more. 50 generous seed packets in all for the best-tasting, healthiest garden ever. And there's no need to buy vegetable seeds ever again. These non-hybrid seeds can be saved from your own fruits and veggies year after year for family food security. These days, that's just plain smart. Friends, don't wait. The ARC Institute runs out of these rare seeds every year. Call them today at 800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912. Don't forget to visit arcinstitute.com and read Jerry's food supply updates. It's powerful stuff.
Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You know, Ryan, I wanted you to hold over. If there's a line open, try to call back in, 1-800-259-9231. I mean, I wanted to find out the actual story of what happened to you. I know you were trying to tell it when I dove into people I know that have had similar problems. But, I mean, I know multiple people. I know one guy who's a Vietnam vet, you know, has a little lawn company, no criminal record, and, you know, they've been out clearing land and doing stuff, and part of your tools are lawnmowers and a machete and weed eaters and a hoe and rakes and all that. And he got pulled over with one of his work crews, and the cop saw the machete just laying right in the back and said, I'm going to have to ticket you for this, and he argued with him, so they slammed him down and took him to jail. He's like, what do you think I'd do? I mean, it'd be like going to a farmer's farm and, you know, arresting him for, you know, for having sheep shears or something. But I know an old World War II vet who's a listener of the show and still like George Bush. You know, I had arguments with him 2 or 3 years ago about it. Well, he was coming back from the coast, and he had one of those little fillet knives. Did you know you can't walk into a fishing supply store and buy a fillet knife? It's over 4 inches in Texas, and actually go home with it legally. You can't even own that legally. You cannot leave your house with a knife over 4 inches, period. And And police, this one case is Williamson County, they do not care, folks. They got them an old vet with a ice box full of fish and a knife, and they know how to go right into that tackle box, and they don't care about ruining an old man's life. And then, you know, he believes in the system, didn't know how to fight it, goes up there and goes ahead, I don't want to go to jail for 2 years. I'll take probation. You know, I guess I was with Al-Qaeda. I guess I was bad. You're right, government. Take me to jail. I mean, it's just pathetic. You guys will put up with anything. They'll put up with anything. And I'm sorry to hear this happen to you, Ryan. You know, you're caught with a little knife over 2 inches in your state, and it's over for you. It's over for you. No more Second Amendment. You know, you're going to be an evil felon now. You're not going to, and now they're banning ammo in areas of California and New York, and Schwarzenegger's banning rifles left and right, and boy, the Republican Party, when you tune in to Lord Limbaugh, oh man, it's conservative. I just love Schwarzenegger. I just love him. No, you don't love your freedoms. What are you saying? I should vote for Hillary? They're all on the same ball team. They're all owned by the same people. They may be different horses, but they're owned by the same farm, folks. And they all run for the same master. They give you the false choices, the illusion of choice, but there's no real choice there. And so what do we do about it? That's the question. It's sick. I mean, your child writes an essay, they say, write a history story. Write an article, and in it mentions knife or gun. That's what you see in the culture, the TV everywhere. Do a story about soldiers or about cowboys and Indians. And they call the police on you, folks. Teacher reads the article. Next day you show up to school, and an officer walks in. It's time to induct you into the system. We're shifting over into an economy of prisons. And we weave our webs all over the school. Your parents are dumb enough to put you in here. And now I'm going to take you in and baptize you into the New World Order. By the time we're done with you, you little 12-year-old, you're going to be on Prozac. And 5 years from now, you're going to have tracks up your arms with HIV, living in the penitentiary. That's the promise the government's got for you. Training your children how to be institutionalized. And if your child's smart enough not to write the word gun when they're writing an article, or they're smart enough not to, when they're in high school, have a plastic knife in their car that they forgot when they were at Dairy Queen. Or they're smart enough not to do that. Well, we're just going to find out that they're a little depressed when they're 12, when they see the government psychiatrist, and they're going to be ordered to go on the drugs. See, we're going to get you, because we love you. So, you old vets, when we catch you with that fishing knife, even when you got the bucket of fish, you're going down. Because the government loves you. Oh, yeah. Freedom, let freedom ring. It's sick. It's sick. And that's how the system works. And when the cop's daughter goes off to college, then she gets in a bunch of trouble in another state, they're not going to listen when you call up and go, well, my daughter's... I'm an officer. They're not going to listen to you. They're not going to care. Well, she ought not have done what she did. And you're just going to wish and hope. Wish it all go away when they take your land, and when they take your pension fund, when they take everything you got. Just remember, you could have done something about it. Remember, you could have stood up to it. But no, it was easier to feel like you were part of the system, reflected glory. Strut around with your eyes bugged out, feeling powerful. And all the yuppies and the people, the trendies, all of you think you got it all figured out, don't you? Well, you don't have it figured out. We're in deep trouble. We're in a very serious, scary situation. And how adults could put their children in schools that are giant webs. How teachers could work in schools that are webs. None of this is by accident that the IQs, no matter how high they are, the children can't read and write. that what is it now? One out of eight children gets into the criminal justice system by the seventh grade. And in some areas, half the children are in it by that age. I mean, it's all by design. The drug dealers own the predominant private prisons. Drug dealing, murdering criminals, the criminals of the criminals, the most ruthless, the most cunning, the most manipulative, the most sophisticated in these organized global crime families have fought for survival of the fittest like gladiators to be in command right now. They are the most ruthless, the most sociopathic, the most psychopathic. They enjoy it. They are sadistic. And you sit there naive, denying all the evidence that is around you, all the indicators, all the signatures, all the wavelengths, all the patterns, all the classical forms of mega tyranny is now upon us. And you just keep hoping it's going to go away. You just keep hoping it's going to be okay. The people of Iraq are going to be blessed compared to what America is going to be like. The high-tech straight jacket. The total micromanagement. Cameras on you at all times. Swiping your ID to buy and sell and do anything. Everything micromanaged and regulated. All of these controls are going in because the more control goes in, the more terrorism, the more fear, the more control. It's a straight jacket. They're tying you down so as it gets worse and worse and worse, you can't resist. You can't struggle. They leer at you and try to give you the same worldview as they have. They try to sell you on torture and government abduction of your family so you'll accept it when it's happening to your neighbors. They know exactly what they're doing. They revel in it. They revel in rending and tearing the social fabric of everything that's decent and honorable. They are threatened by happiness. They are threatened by health. They are threatened by mental health. They are threatened by strength. They are threatened by real men and real women. They're threatened by womanliness. They're threatened by manliness. They're threatened by honor and wholesomeness. They're threatened by beauty. They're threatened by majesty. They're threatened by productivity. They're threatened by creativity and ideas and the dynamic human spirit that refuses to submit. They hate it in their unhappy world as they fly over your city in their helicopters and see you out at the barbecues and laughing and swimming in the swimming pools. They hate it. They hate your good-looking families. They hate you and your little ranch and your little farm and your happiness. They want what you've got, and they're going to get it unless you wake up. I'd like to slap each and every one of you upside your head. Those of you out there denying what I've been saying. Those of you that stoop and bow to any form of authority, no matter how immoral or bankrupt. There's only one course against this tyranny, and that's to fight it tooth and nail to the hilt. Forget the maneuvers. Go straight at them. Engage them. Engage them everywhere. Engage them at every level of discourse. Never stop. Never surrender. We are never going to give up exposing 9/11. We're winning. We've just begun. We're never backing down. We're going 110%. We don't have a choice. I don't want to hear about, look at the size of that thing. Oh, we can't do anything to it. Oh, my gosh. We need to engage it. Engage it. Engage it. Engage it. We have the moral authority. We have history on our side. We have God's help, and we will win. If we just take that first step in faith against the new world order, we will win, but it's getting dark, and it's getting dark fast. Number one, get past your fear. You better fear the new world order succeeding, because it'll eat every single one of us, psychologically, mentally, physically, economically. It doesn't care. It abuses its own more readily than it abuses those of us that fight it. Because those that serve the New World Order belong to them, and they have rules, and they eat their own, they crush their own, they tear their own to shreds for enjoyment. Because it's a climate of fear and terrorism, They are the terrorists. They are the Nazi terror. They are the Red Terror. They are the New World Order terror. They are the international banker terror. And they must be defeated. I'm not going to talk about Senator Hillary Rodham Clinton falling down. I mean, who cares? Who cares what some moron puppet did? Guantanamo tribunals, unconstitutional. A U.S. judge ruled today that the Guantanamo military tribunals for terrorism suspects are unconstitutional, and a setback for the Bush administration. U.S. District Judge Joyce Hinds Green also ruled the prisoners at the U.S. military base in Guantanamo Bay in Cuba have constitutional protections under the law. And then the White House says, well, we don't follow what your court says. We're above the courts. We are the law. Unless it's the courts that install you in office. Ridgeback's National Standards for ID Cards, UPI. Outgoing head of Homeland Security Tom Ridge has come out in support of National Standards for Driver's License. You passed it a month and a half ago. As proposed in several bills pushed by Republicans in Congress. You got to love it. And they already passed it. And then see, in case you find out about it, oh, now they're telling us. And then it goes on. Yet more national ID card legislation being passed. See, they're already going to expand it after they already pass it. Not content with a national ID scheme put into law by the so-called 9/11 Intelligence Reform Bill. House Judiciary Chairman James Sensenbrenner has introduced a bill that would implement his own private Orwell. The current bill sets up a rulemaking commission comprised of the Transportation Department, Homeland Security, state governors, and state departments of motor vehicles. The commission will draw up rules for turning driver's license into de facto national ID cards over the next 8 months and finalize them for the next year and a half. Sensenbrenner would throw all out but sets up some rules himself and give the Homeland Security Secretary the ability to unilaterally upgrade the design requirements. So if the devilish Chertoff wakes up one morning and decides national security requires we all be fingerprinted and retina scanned, that will be in the new law. It already is. That's part of the biometric identifier that's in the other law. Now, though, there's not even consultation with the states, but it's all window dressing. 48 states had this in place years ago. 48 states. They already have it in place. The standardization's already done. It's already hooked into the NCIC. It's already there. What's in the new bill is control of having to have it for a job and all these private databases hooked into it. Another part of the bill requires states to join the American Association of Motor Vehicles Administrators Driver's License Agreement, which integrates state driver's license databases with those of Canada's and Mexico's, setting up the tri-national ID card. And we just signed deals with England, Germany, France, and a dozen other countries. It's like 18 different countries. And Ridge called 2 weeks ago while in England. One day it was torture's good in England. The next day is we need world ID card. There it is. Just like the euro. They weren't told we're getting rid of your sovereignty in Germany and France and England. They just said, oh, it's a trade deal. And oh, one day, hey, by the way, you don't have any voting rights anymore. And these poor, stupid yuppies, they'll tell you, there's no Pan-American Union. Or paying Social Security to people in Mexico and 30 other countries. They're merging the laws. Here, I got a video of them on C-SPAN saying, ah, whatever, kook. Tell me about the black helicopters. Yeah. Yeah, I'm part of the system. Yeah, okay. I remember computer programmers 5-6 years ago when the blue-collar folks were all losing their jobs. There was a time in this country where if you were a hard-working carpenter or a hard-working roofer or a hard-working plumber, you could have a nice, you know, 4-bedroom house. Your wife could stay home, go on a few vacations a year, supplement your children going to college, you have a pool in the backyard. Man, that's all gone. These people are living in one-room apartments, you know, with their kids, but no future, no nothing. All the illegal aliens. And then I'd watch the computer people. Ah, whatever, that's just part of globalism. Well, you're all lost your jobs now, too. And they say the high-tech layoffs are going to get 7 times greater in the next 3 years. And so just keep telling me how globalism's great. Just keep telling me how you're part of the system. Just keep telling me, and then go try to get a job roofing houses and see what happens. There's nothing to even fall back on in the service industry. It's imploding. And I'm sorry to have to give you the bad news, but we can do something about it. Yes, we've got cancer. It's barely operable, but if we take action now, we can get rid of it. I don't have cancer. I don't. Well, you can't even get out of bed, America. We're so sick, we're basically in a coma right now. Wake up. Get up. Do something about it. Instead of going, yeah, I'm part of the system. And you know who you are out there. You just think if you grovel and lick boots long enough, you're going to be okay. Well, you're not going to be okay. Well, I'm in a bad mood now. Just made me mad hearing about that guy, you know, a little bitty 3-4-inch knife gets pulled over and they take him to jail for it. I mean, just, folks, they know to go right for the tackle box, okay? They see fishing poles in a tackle box. If it's a sicko cop, which more and more of them are, they tell them zero tolerance. Officers could be stabbed by these. And even if it's people that didn't mean bad, we got to enforce it. It's the law. Do you understand, men? Get out there and enforce it. Yes, sir. Heil Hitler. Heil Hitler. Let's put the old men in jail for knives in their tackle boxes. Heil Hitler. Heil Hitler. Whatever you say, government, you're above the law. You are the law. I swear allegiance to Adolf Bush. Heil Bush. Heil Bush. And Heil his little kraut Nazi buddy Schwarzenegger. He'll be our new president. We love him.
Alex Jones here announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCM Radio Network.
We've gotten hundreds of calls in the last few weeks from global shortwave listeners. And we've heard it ourselves. We're over it right when my show starts. This starts. So I'll do that with it. Here, let's do it together. In fact, join in. That's the guy running the show. Go ahead and get in here with me on air. Let's both do it together.
Okay.
But that's not WWCR's fault. That's some nice globalist out there, but I like it. I've actually heard it's boosted international audience quite a bit, and we appreciate it. All right. Just having some fun there, folks. Having a little bit of fun. And now the Alex Jones Show. Boy, what are you afraid of, globalist? I'm just glad that U.S. students and USA Today, the majority of them don't believe the First Amendment's good. I think that's a great, great sign. It shows, again, the freedom is doing quite, the freedom's going quite nicely. And I think we should just really expand all of the freedom, too. Britain, U.S. must avert climate catastrophe. Britain, arguing that climate change is now unstoppable, urged the United States on Tuesday to sign up to the life-saving cuts in greenhouse gas emissions as environmentalists warned of approaching Armageddon. Well, no doubt the Earth goes through climate changes. But there's no doubt that a volcano puts out more greenhouse-causing gases than all of our emissions combined for a whole year. One volcano is bigger than us for a whole year. And just more fear-mongering. You know, there's no oil, got to give up your rights, get more oil, no fresh water left, oh, the Earth's about to die unless we have a bunch of different global taxes. Just all very, very interesting. And we have to ask ourselves, why is that? GM to install ESP and OnStar in all models by 2010. They already have the plug-ins in all of them. All cars are going to have this. This is how they're going to satellite tax and track you. It's official, by the way. GM announced the plan at this weekend's NADA convention in the U.S. Believes it would be the first vehicle manufacturer to make both OnStar telematics and electronic chassis stability control feature standard across the entire fleet. It'll be included in all vehicles. OnStar will by 2007, while stability control will be standard by 2010. Well, I don't care about stability control. See how they mix in OnStar with something innocuous like stability control? So that's auto industry press release. The numbers from the tsunami deaths are up by 5,000. Sad about that. San Francisco weighs the merits of banning handguns. More gun grabbing. Of course, the governor could block that. It's federal and state laws. You can't do that, but they're still trying to go ahead with it. Arnold loves it, of course. I'm flat out of time here, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be back tonight, 9 to midnight, Central Standard Time, on the Global Shortwave at 3210, or on your local AM or FM station, or the Internet at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. And, of course, at the Internet at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, you can order any of my powerful documentary films. I have made 11 films. I carry a whole bunch of other great books and books on tape and other videos. Go to the Secure Safe Shopping Cart, peruse all the great films, watch free clips of all the videos, take advantage of some of the outrageous specials we've got going, and support this broadcast. Call toll-free to get my films or other titles, 1-888-253-3139. If you missed the number, here it is, 1-888-253-3139, and join us in this historical fight against the New World Order, or odor, I should say, 1-888-253-3139, or order via the safe, secure online shopping cart at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Don't wait. Go to the website. Call the toll-free number. Get the films. Get them out to people. Make copies of my videos. Put them on Access TV. Effect change. Start that journey of 1,000 miles with a single step. Order the videos. 888-253-3139. Stand up against dehumanization. Stand up for life. Resist the forces of death. God bless. Terror.